All right. What's up, everybody? This is Britain with the Numbers FM. And today I'm honored to be interviewing someone who I've been keeping a very watchful eye on, who is an incredible lyricist, an incredible talent, amazing flows, great music. We've got the amazing Ruchiano here. We welcome you. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yo, appreciate y'all for having me.
Absolutely. So, just to start, I like to ask, what's bringing you either peace, joy, or some balance these days?
Besides that, that's authentic. besides that would be money, of course, and then like doing what I love the most is this music shit right here. Shit that got me here.
Okay. I love that. How long have you been doing music?
And for a pretty long time, yo, this is more than all my fingers I count.
Okay. So definitely putting in time for sure. Definitely paying the
bills. I've put in all the time, like not trying to take it serious. That like it's about time that I take it serious. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I guess it's practice or whatever. I guess I was trying to find myself or my sound. You know what I mean? Just working on my craft. Got to the point where it's just like, all right, like, you know what I mean? Every lion got to get out the cage one day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Every kid grow up, they got to walk down the block one day. Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely. And I think it's super important to take that time. And I think what doesn't get like discussed enough is the way that people evolve, the way that artistry evolves, the way that creativity evolves. You know, like folks go through different names. Folks go through different eras, different sounds until they really like their experiences and like mold them to define who they are through their craft. So I totally understand what you're saying.
Right.
Absolutely. And so did it all begin in New York for you? Like, where did the artistry calling come from?
Born and raised.
Okay.
Born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Born and raised. But you know what I mean? I didn't let that be like the main focal of like what I was listening to, like, you know what I'm saying? My playlist, just like that should differentiate from like regions, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like.
So it spans like different types, different styles, different genres.
Yeah, like, yep. I listen to the No Limits, the Cash Moneys, the Outkast, you know, grew up on the Dr. Dre's, the Biggie Smalls, Jay-Z's, like, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of niggas, bro. And it's a lot of niggas that did great. And it's a lot of niggas that had like cultural impacts. And it's a lot of niggas that had different styles. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Something to talk about or a different swag. Or, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's only right, bro. Because if we all was on the court and we all did the same shit, like play basketball or something, we all fuck around and end up playing against each other one day, all playing on the same team. So it's like,
absolutely. So was that like one of the things I also like to always ask, because this is in music, you know, this is craftsmanship. You know what I'm saying? You're a musician. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always wondering, right, did folks have training? Did you come from a background of just, you know, like, I don't know, a family who have vocalists or, you know what I mean?
So a little bit of me, like I'm Haitian, like, you know what I'm saying? So I came up in a family that one went to church a lot. Mm-hmm. And then two, going to church brought like the music side out of them. Going to church, like my cousin played the piano, my uncle played the congos, my aunt sang on the choir, like, you know what I'm saying? Like my other cousin, she had, you know, did something with the kids, taught them like choreography and shit like that. So
yeah. Like, shout out. You
know, right. Like, you know what I'm saying? So as a kid growing up, that's just like that shit has always been. Like music has always been something that I've just been around. I had to do something, or it just was no running away from it. And it was at a whole different level than what I'm doing now. But, you know, time went by and, you know what I mean? I just found my niche. Like,
that's what's up. Like, I like that. I love hearing that it's kind of like embedded in you. Like that was just the way it was, you know, you were just surrounded in your environment by those talents. You know what I mean? And it's one of the things. I'm from DC. And so same here, right? I went to an art school. I was a professional dancer. Like, and I'm around and I can sing. My mom is a singer. And so I'm always like, people are always like, oh my God, you can sing so well. I'm like, man, if you knew how many,
where you came from, man. That's how I feel with the music, man. I be like, niggas be listening to my shit now. Niggas be like, damn, Rue, like, you know what I'm saying? I be listening to my shit. I be like, you know, like, I'm impressed, but I'm not impressed because I know where I came from. I'm like, damn, I remember the times. Let me not say I'm not impressed. I am impressed because I know where I came from and I know how the bars used to be. And I'm just like, you know, like, it's a whole different, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different. Like,
yeah. Yeah. And that leads me into like my next question, which is something I'm always impressed with the pen. I'm always impressed with like penmanship. Like seriously, like it's a craft.
Likewise.
Like
yep. Nobody understands. Curious,
does that come to you naturally, or is it a skill you built, or is it kind of both?
It's a mixture of both.
Okay.
Because at times, like I'm gonna say, it's a mixture of both. Because at times, I really like I put thought into what I jot down, whether I'm like writing my raps on my phone or on my hand on my pen and paper, or we punching in the studio and we not writing. I try to give it that extra thought, like, cause I know how I want to rap. Like I'm heavy on the syllables and I'm like, you know, I'm trying to be punchline friendly. Like, you know what I'm saying? Or just have an it factor. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the beat hit. So it's like, you want to hit on the beat too. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So throughout the time, it's just a little bit of both. And I'm going to say that in a sense, because there's times I write a verse and the verse literally rolls off my tongue. Like I write it in 10, 15 minutes. It's just like, I was like, I already knew what I wanted to say, exactly where I wanted to say it and how I wanted to say it. And I said it.
Yo, okay. Like, I want to go to a songwriting like school. Like I've tried, I can give you a vocal. I cannot give you, a verse.
you know what's crazy is it's like, I used to look at like that, like, take that shit into consideration, like songwriting school and like, you know, like hip hop lessons and all that. And it's like, that shit is cool, but I'm more at the fact of like, I would rather somebody do that shit knowing the craft, like figure out the craft, learn the craft yourself first. And then if you're going to really take it to that level, to do that shit. But I would rather you learn the craft like on a natural tip, because right. Then a lot of shit would be, it wouldn't be taught like robotic. It would just be natural to you. Like right. It would just be like, you know, it would be the more unorthodox it is, the better it is to me. Like, you know what I'm saying? The more unstructured and still it has a wave is better to me. Like, it's like, yo.
It's like brainstorm and then kind of like rearrange that goes here. Kind of like just do the research, have that environment like,
It's more like it's more like that brainstorm you do. It's like you ever like I know you used to be, you know what I mean, doing your shit back in school, cutting class and all that. You ever did a essay like the day the essay was due, and it was just like you just started the essay. That's where it's like, you know, where like it's like you got a brainstorm, but your brainstorm is like your final opinion. It's like I don't know how else to jot it. It's like, you know what I mean. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think what's also important is to have like folks around you that want, that'll tell you the truth. You know, mm-hmm. I feel like sometimes we get caught up in the yes man. Like, do you have people who are like, nah, go back, do that again, or reconsider this, or use this word?
Shout out to Skyscraper, man. Shout out to my boy Skyscraper, yo. Skyscraper since day one. Like, I knew that nigga for over 10, 15 years since day one, from about myself in real life to what I do musically. Like, you know, the nigga always telling me. So.
Okay.
So it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like gangster, like, that's and it's not even on some gangster shit. It's just like on some real life. Like that nigga will be quick to be like, yo, Rue, like, you know, that shit was, you know what I'm saying? You know, that shit was stupid, boy. And I just be like, and you know what I mean? I'll come to my senses and I'd be like, yo, you right. It was stupid, but this is my reason for doing it. Like,
yeah, but that's also a part of artistry, right? In the creative process, is like, are you improving? Is being able to take constructive criticism, take critiques, and be able to use that.
You have to know how to see between, like, how, like, you have to know when and when not to, like, to do it. Because it's just like, you know what I'm saying? There's some people that just, like, it's because you'll get lost in the sauce, bro. You'll get lost in the sauce and trying to please everybody when this shit is like, it's like abstract, bro. Like, there's no real right way to do this rap shit. Like, there's not like a formula. Like, it's like you have to follow this formula or you can't be dope. Like, you know, I can name you a bunch of dope niggas that completely don't rap alike from each other. And we cannot sit here and be like, nah, them niggas is whack. Like, nah, all the niggas is nice. So it was like, you know what I mean? That's the same way. It's like, that's why I said what I said with the whole, like, you, like, taking classes and shit like that. Because, like, the classes is, like, it's going to teach you, like, a mechanical robot. It's going to teach you, like, you know what I'm saying? It's not going to give you that authentic natural rhythm. Yeah, it's not going to give you. What a class is going to teach you, you're not going to feel in your soul, bro. Like, you're not going to feel that. You're going to learn it, but you're not going to feel it. It's going to be two different things, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a firm believer in, like, always, like, letting it be from the soul, letting it be from the heart. But I also am, like, one to understand, like, in terms of certain artistic paths, right? There's some refinement that needs to be done. So it's always, like, maintaining that sense of self and authenticity, but then adding that whatever you've received and knowledge and just applying that to what you've already got, you know?
Right. Right, like, for instance, like, facts, like I said, you just gotta know when to take in, like, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna hear certain criticism that is gonna be like, and it's like, not every criticism, whatever, however you want to differentiate that word right now we're using, it's not everyone that's given to you or said that you have to apply right then and there. Some of that shit is given to you for longevity. Some of that shit is given to you just for something that you did. That shit may not never happen again. It's just, it's given to you so you can fuck around and give to the next person. Like, some of these shits be gems, bro, and some of this, and, like, you know what I'm saying, it just be like, you just gotta really know how to nitpick and, like, really, like, all right, he said this, okay, maybe on the next time around I'm like, you know what I mean, right then and there, that shit's probably done. You can't go back in hands of time and change shit, but, you know.
I hear you. Are you big on, like, mentorship and, like, basically, like, I know I'm now coming in into this era of life where, like, I'm being sought after for knowledge and experience and advice and things like that. How do you feel about ensuring that you're sharing and not gatekeeping, like, and not gatekeeping, to be honest with you? Is that important to you to share?
Hell yeah, it's important to share, son, because how I look at it, right, it's a free world we live in. Like, it's open. It's an open market. It's like every day, like, you know, I could just wake up and hit the lotto tomorrow. Like, you know what I mean? My likelihood of that happening is rare, but, you know, that's just an open world. So it's like, with that being said, I could go to a club right now and I could meet you, chop it up with you. And yo, you put me on. Yo, Rue, I got to connect. Get you on High 97. Just give me $25. I mean, the shit is lit. Now I got a plug for the Lolo and all that and all that. And then it's just like, now I'm holding that shit. All right, cool, I'm holding it. But how I look at it in a way is like, just how I met you outside and you did that, bro. You probably done met 50 niggas before me and did that same shit. So it was just like, and whether you charge them the same amount of price or whatnot, in my head, I'm running with what you told me. Like, yeah, he probably, like, you know what I'm saying? So why am I keeping this a secret? Like, it's not like I developed this shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? To keep it a secret. I stumbled across this shit. This shit was meant for me to stumble across, like, you know, whatever the case is. But I stumbled across this shit just like a million other motherfuckers in this world did right before I did. So hell no, I'm not keeping that shit as a secret. I'm helping whoever need help with whatever situation I can help with whatever, because, like I said, I feel like if I came across him or whatever, you could have probably came across him and you just didn't because that wasn't your timing. And then it's like, why am I holding something? I believe blessings come back in, like, bundles, bro. So it's like, I got somebody. Yeah. And, you know, niggas don't do that same shit for me, but you know what I'm saying? I got over the fact that niggas don't do that same shit for me. I believe blessings come in bundles, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's, every dog got his day. I'm gonna help you get to the top before I fuck around and get to the top. And you probably won't even help me. But, you know, the man upstairs, he looking at it and he gonna be like, yo, you see Rue gonna be good. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, it's just a matter of time. Just like, just keep walking down that path. Just keep doing you, bro. Just keep, like, y'all tell people every day, like certain shit like that. Just be like, yo, don't stop. Like, you know what I mean? Don't stop doing that little, like, oh yeah, he did you foul. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? But you used to cook that, you used to cook him breakfast every morning. Don't stop cooking him breakfast. Keep doing that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a real person with a good heart gonna see, like, oh, like, somebody gonna see the good in you and be like, yo, nah, this, like, he's pure, son. Like, he's pure. Like,
absolutely. Those are some of the things I used to tell a lot of, like, the young dancers coming up. I'd be like, listen, have your reel together. I was like, someone's gonna say yes. I was like, yep. Here are these different avenues that you can take. One of these are going to work for you. You have options. So I think it's incredibly important to like offer that space to folks coming up behind you. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for believing in
it. It took me this old to believe in it, but you know, we all grow up, like, you know, and I got older and it's a lot of shit. It's like, I want to get my blessings too, bro. So only way that's going to happen is by me putting positivity out there. By me helping somebody, or by me like, yo, oh yeah, yeah, I could get that done for you. I know somebody, yo, whatever the case is, bro.
Absolutely. And adding on to writing, another craft that I'm always impressed with is freestyle. And I've checked out a few of yours. Really enjoyed the rooftop freestyle that you did.
Which one, the red mic or the one with the black mic?
I think the one with the black mic. But you were with us, there were other guys with you.
In the background came my boys. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there were red brick apartments behind you.
Copy. Right. Shout out to World MC. That was a platform that used to be known as Team Backpack, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had, like, you know, some few big ciphers, but a few big names on their shirt. And you know what I'm saying? I'm really outside. Like, I do this. Like, I've seen this shit. I've seen a platform. And, you know, anybody who feel like they got bars is going to really want to come outside and display what they got. So I move accordingly. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like it was the right platform for me. I felt like, you know what I mean? Somebody's going to hear it and somebody's going to be like, oh, this, who is this? And, you know?
I mean, that's what it did for me. I'm observing and I'm just like, how? Like, I just.
That wasn't off the head though. So even though it said freestyle, that wasn't off the head. Like, don't get it twisted. Like, I be playing around with the off the head, but I ain't no off the head nigga where I just get on the shit and I spit you a whole 30 something bars and it's clean. Like, I'm going to stumble if I freestyle off the head. Like, I'm just highly prepared. Like, I just be liking to be overly prepared, bro.
Yeah.
So it's like, when I know I'm out there, like, when I notice that, like, it's that limelight, say less, bro. You ain't never going to hear the same verse from me twice, bro. Like, never. Like, you could go through YouTube and see all them freestyles. They all different verses. And then go back and play my projects, all completely different verses.
Yeah, absolutely. No, and we're going to get to that because I've definitely listened to a huge chunk of your work.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you 100%, bro.
Oh, I got name. I'm going. I have a whole shout out section for you. Wait.
Appreciate you. I appreciate you.
I'm curious. Yo,
comments like this. And this whole shit like this, right? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Makes me, like, want to keep pushing my shit further, bro. I'm going to just put that out there right now. Like, the whole, like, you talk, like you got names and it's like, yeah, like, you really tapped in. Like, you really fuck with what I do. This shit is just,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm going to keep doing exactly what I do at a high level. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I wanted to make sure we got this interview because I was like, oh, hell no.
I appreciate you, bro.
We got to get this interview done. I'm so curious, how does your creativity arrive to you? Like, what's your process? Is it, there's some artists who are like, I let it come to me when it comes to me. You know, some folks are just on the spot. You know, some folks, they have to go out
in
nature.
I'm gonna make a long story short. So before, like when I first started, it was like, not a natural thing, but it was like natural. It was like, oh, I'm gonna just write a verse. Like, it was, because I didn't really know how to, like, I didn't really know, like, the mechanics of rap, I guess, or, like, you know, like, the little styles and how to word shit, right? So it was just like, oh, I'm gonna just write a rap. As time got older, this shit right here became, like, yo, bro, like, this shit brought the freestyling out of me, it brought everything out of me. Then after a while, it was just like, yo, fuck this freestyling shit. Like, I'm gonna start, like, trying to write down this shit that I be thinking about as quick, because I be thinking about shit as 100 miles an hour. So it was like, let me just try to write all this shit down and try to make the best of it. And then, I don't know, it got to a point where it's like, then the bad thing about that, right, is like, I couldn't almost rap if I wasn't smoking. So it was like, I had to, like, get high first. And then it was like, I got me in the rap mode. And it's like, then, I, you know what I mean? That I'm a real dude as far as myself, like, you know what I'm saying? I realized that shit at an early age and I try to break myself out of that habit. I try to just start doing that shit constantly, whether I'm not, whether I am, whether I'm smoking, whether I'm not smoking, whether I'm drinking, not drinking. I just try to do that shit at an old time. Like, it's just like, just every top of the morning, writing shit in my book or just whatever, just writing shit that made no sense, bro. Just picking words, trying to rhyme with it or whatever the case is. And I don't know. And then in due time, the smoking issue became a non-factor. It was like, okay, we could do this shit. Smoking, we could do this. Non-smoking, the smoking doesn't affect it. It's just enhanced. Like, you know what I mean? I probably zoned out and feel a beat a little more that I didn't like yesterday. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then, like, I don't know, bro. Like, that shit is like I said prior, yo, that shit. Some verses I write in 15 minutes. Some verses I write in 2-3 days. Some verses I really like, you know what I mean? Just some verses roll up the tip of my tongue. Sometimes I write a whole verse and I record this shit on a beat and I listen to the beat later and I come up with a whole nother bars, whole nother set of bars that roll off of my tongue. Like if some people really listen to me down the line, you will see, like, you could fuck around, take some of my verses and put them together with other verses because just because of the rhyming words, but not because of the sequence of the verse, like, it wouldn't go. But the words is like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I write verses to shit that I be breaking apart and using to other shit. Like, it's weird, bro. It's just like.
Yeah, I think it's so important to, like, let folks know that it's not all the glamour. And, you know, there's actual, like stuff comes from the ground, you know, stuff comes from the root.
I'm at the point right now, I just write raps. Like, yeah. I just write raps. Like, I write raps because I already know how I want to rap. So I just write raps to my style. And it's just like, if I find a beat that it go with that moment, that's where it's going. If I don't find a beat that moment, I'm going to write it to whatever beat. And then I might find a beat that it don't go with. Oh, I don't know. This shit is weird, bro. This shit is just like, shout out to Skyscraper, man. He made me break out a lot of, like, habits, too, with that writing shit. Was just like, yo, like, it's just a lot of shit right now. Just a free-for-all. Like, just like, nigga, put on a beat. That beat is fire. Let's do it. All right, say that.
Okay. But, one of the things that I've noticed is your consistency in your themes around water. Atlantis, Aquaman. Yeah. Like, I love these themes. And I love, like, your album. I appreciate it too. I'm curious, how did you come to arrive to use these themes or think about these themes? Also, are you a DC Comics enthusiast? And who does your album art?
My album art is done by somebody on Instagram that I met on Instagram. His name is Cartoon. I don't know him or nothing. It's just like, you know, me shopping around, just looking for people that I feel like that could do what I wanted them to get done. Then you want to know what's funny, man? I'm really not really into comic books like that. So I hope I don't lose no comic book fans. Like, I just started getting into comic books. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I started doing my shit. But I had a whole nother catalog before this comic book shit. That whole shit just, you know what I mean, just happened to really work at the way that we wanted it to work. So within that whole time, I was like slowly revamping myself, not really revamping myself because I'm still Ruchiano. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's never going to change. But I was like just trying to find like something that I could like add to myself that could just like have me stand out. It's like, all right, like, you know, I wear the shades and I like to get fly and I like to be wavy and this, that, and the third, and I'm always high. So then I started thinking, like, you know, like, what goals or what do I look like or what could I resemble? Like, then little shit started happening. Like, COVID hit, that shit fucked up a lot of shit. So I had a whole lot of time to really, like, I had a shitload of music. So I was just like, yo, let me try to get this shit right. I just seen the movie Justice League. I seen Aquaman after that. I was like, oh shit, look at my son. Like, my son, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at my son like, damn, he looked like Roman Reigns a little bit. And then I'm looking at him like, damn, like, that could be me, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he don't got no dreads though, but you know, get, like, you know what I mean? The hair and all that. And I'm looking at it like, all right. And I'm thinking about it like, yo, I do be staying in Coney by the water. I'm a Pisces. We got flooded.
I was gonna ask you, like, what's your
years ago, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's just like, man, shit, that when I thought about it that day, it was 100% go. It was just like, yo, Aquaman, like, I'm Brooklyn's Aquaman, like, Aquaman. If you listen to all my shit, like, I just be rapping on some wavy shit. Like, you're gonna get some wavy shit from me. 100%. Like, every time you hear it, it's gonna be like, no matter if I kind of went demonic or went type of like aggressive or however you want to like categorize it, you're still gonna get some wavy shit from me, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that shit, one idea led to another. It was just like, yo, I'm Aquaman. All right. I didn't want to use the name fully like that, so I flipped the A upside down. But that's a later story because my first project was Atlantis. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do Atlantis because whatever. That was a collaboration project. I did a track with damn near everybody I knew, like that rap that I had a contact to that I could call, that I figured that was my nigga, went to school with, whatever. So I dropped the whole compilation project. Every single song has a feature, maybe two features, somebody on the hook and somebody on the verse. After that, I went and, you know what I mean, dropped the other projects after that. What was that? Splash of Brilliance. I know it's not the right order, but we got Splash of Brilliance.
Hold on, wait, don't tell us yet. Wait.
Copy.
Wait for me. Let me get my shot.
My fault, because I was only saying that shit with the name Aquaman. Like, now if you, you know what I'm saying, the A is flipped upside down for a reason. If you know numeral letters, like.
Yeah. I okay. All right. So I just gotta go. I'm skipping past questions. I seriously like gotta take this moment to shout out like some of my favorite music from you. Like, seriously. A Trillion Bars, fire. Zaza, if you ain't know, the entire Atlantean album is no skips for me, but the Atlantean track, first, like, I can literally hear like Anita Baker doing like a feature on it, like doing something in the background, like the way Atlantean like develops, I'm like, I just hear Anita doing something in there. Feeling Myself is a bop. Splash of Brilliance 1 and 2. I don't know if you call it 1 and 2, but Splash of Brilliance 2, it slaps so hard from beginning to end. Splash of Brilliance 2, I was like, oh man, like.
That's my nigga Killer on that, yo. Me and Killer. And then that's what I was saying with the creative process, right?
Great partnership.
So boom. I'm gonna give y'all an example of the creative process. This is real shit that I don't have to exaggerate. I came to Killer, I had one verse for one track. I'm like, yo, boy, let's do this tape. Like, you know, let's do part two. He's like, all right. I was like, yo, I got a beat. Pulled up the beat. I did my verse. He always freestyling and shit. So I recorded his shit. When I say freestyle, when I'm in the studio, I mean punch in. Like, we don't write. We just think about it in the booth. And we record at that moment. So boom, we did the first track like that. And then the day after, pulled up again. He's like, yo. I'm like, yo, I got some more beats, bro. Like, you know, I got a whole speech out, you know what I mean, that we could run through and get this shit done. He's like, all right, say that. Then he's like, yo, bro, he looked at me like, yo, we doing every track with no phones, Rude. Like, no phones, no pre-written raps, you had none. So there you go.
That makes sense. Why it hit Splash Brilliant.
There you go. We did every song. The moment I pulled up to his spot, the studio, that's when we did whatever song that we did that day. And that's when it was thought of and it was recorded, because he recorded me and then I recorded him. Wow. Like, you know, like that. Like, yo, you ready? Yeah. Got your two balls? Yeah. All right, record. Boom, 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 boom. All right, stop. All right, yo, like 5 minutes, bro. 5 minutes. Give it like 5 minutes, bro. Anything longer than 5 minutes going to make the beat drag. Like, you know, we smoking. It was like, you know what I mean? All right, yo, you got it? All right, go. Boom, 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 boom. All right, boom, stop. All right, you got it? Yeah, all right.
It's real seamless. It's just a flow. But I think that's so important, like, when you connect with, like, art. Like I said, the way y'all meld together and y'all creative forces, it really works really well. Like, I love Splash Brilliance 1 and 2. I do.
Appreciate you. Shit, I'm a fan of it myself, man. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I'd be lying to you if I said I wasn't. Right. I got to be able to listen to my own shit. Like, it's some shit that's out and be able to bop to it too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a student as well as I'm a consumer and all that. Like, I love this shit.
Yeah. Good. Okay. We love to see it. Okay. I'm backtracking. So, because I was like, oh, we're getting into all the albums. I got to share. I got to let them know. How do you release 7 mixtapes within a year? That is impressive.
Yo, man, just like you easy.
A library and you just be like, here. But it's like also quality. You know what I'm saying? Not just like mixtapes and I'm like throwing stuff out there. It's like there's intention behind it. Like, it's actual, like.
Yeah, bro. Good. It's actual material. Like, yeah, yo, it's actual material. Original beats, cover art. It's actual shit, bro.
That takes time.
I mean.
You know how long it takes?
It takes time to somebody that's not focused on that shit, bro. Cause that shit, like, yo, how could I put this, man? We rap, bro. Like, if you say you rap, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the niggas I know that rap, like Killer and a few niggas that I know that rap, like, we really rap. Like, we rap every day. We rap off the wake up. Like, you know, teeth ain't even brushed. Like, type of shit ready to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you really do something that you say you do, it's like literally doing it every day or producing a little bit of it. You know what I mean? Every other day, it's going to be nothing, bro. Like, we go to work every single day. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I go to work. I damn near been working 7 days a week for the past month and a half, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like...
That sounds like joy. That sounds like joy. That sounds like passion. That sounds like drive. That sounds like you understand.
Yeah, I'm over the passion of this. Like, I'm over it. Like, I'm like, what if there's a word that could oversee that shit, that's where I'm at, bro. It's just like, I've been had the passion for this for years. It's just like, yo, I done stumbled across a million situations that I'm just like, yo, fuck rap. Fuck this shit. Yeah. Doing this shit. Lost my hard drive one time with 150 songs. Ooh. Fuck this shit. Yo, bro, a lot of shit, bro. A lot of shit that was just like money and studio and videos. A lot of shit, bro, that was just like, yo, I don't want to do this shit. And then I wake up tomorrow. And then I hear a beat and it's just like, yo, and it's just like, I can't leave this shit alone. The game needs me. Like, yo, and it's just like, man, back to it, bro. And then I get around my niggas I know. And then, you know, my niggas be, you know what I mean? Telling it how it is. Like, it'd be like, nah, bro, you got some shit, bro, that you got to push. Like, you really got some shit. Like, really, 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 really got some shit. And I'm just like, damn, like, all right.
I think that's like, you know, like, have folks like that in your life to just like kind of remind you and like let you know, like, hey, we need you. So
right, like you really got
to be, but come back.
Right, and right now it's full throttle. Like, this what got us here to this day. Like, you know, I've been applying this. I've been, my foot is on the gas right now. So it's like, let's get it. Like, you know what I mean?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm always impressed with flows of rap. I like to listen for lyrics, arrangement, musicality, breath control. And I actually don't think people give enough credit to the physical demands of performing in studio or live. Do you have any like vocal practices or traditions that you utilize or have any in preparation to use your voice?
When I'm recording in the studio, I record in sections. Like, you know, either we gonna punch in every two bars or we gonna punch in every four bars. Now it all depends in between that if I'm recording the different, because I might write a verse where it's like I could do four at a time, but then somewhere in there I might have to break it down to two because I probably sped it up a little bit. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's all about like the level of the verse. But then the only practice that I would say that I think I practice on nowadays is like my performances. Like, it's more like when I walk to the, like, songs that I know that I'm frequently going to perform, I perform them. You know what I mean? I don't perform them. I recite them on the go. Like, you know what I'm saying? While I'm walking to the train or something, while I'm walking to the supermarket, while I'm doing something active, I recite them just so I could get that breath control. Cause then at that moment, like, it's like I'm performing, but I'm not performing. I'm out and about, like, you know, I'm going to work. I'm trying to catch a cab. I'm doing this. I might be running for the bus. And it's like, yo, I'm listening to my shit, rapping my shit. And then, you know, by the time I get to performing, it's like, my nigga, I could perform this shit running down the stage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, jumping up and down, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's
I know when to breathe. I know when to this. I know when to get in the phase where I could and then stop. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? Catch my breath. Like, you know, you learn a lot when you do that shit like that. So.
Okay. No, I think that's exactly what I was getting to. Because, I mean, I just think that's super important. I can't tell you the amount of, you know, performers who I've seen.
But don't get me wrong, though, son. I got some flows. I got some flows on some songs that I tried, bro. I tried doing that shit walking. And even when I walk and do, I just get more winded, bro. I just be like, yo, if I perform this, the song would...
Again.
The song would have to be, nah. If I did that, the song would have to be playing in the background. If I perform that shit, like, nah, this has to be playing, bro. This
you got it. I promise you. I promise you could do it. I promise you. I know you could.
Yo, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it, yo. I definitely appreciate it.
It's possible.
This is it's me, it's Luciano, this is what you're gonna get. Like, you know, this is what I do in my regular day. Like, you know what I'm saying? I be killing, I'm a trillionaire, and you know what I'm saying? I be doing what Aquaman do. If I'm not out spending money, I already have made some, so I'm in the crib chilling.
Absolutely. I think and what's also important with besides just spending money is making sure you save in a coin and invest in a coin as well. So do you have any influences outside of music that like inspire you? Like, do you have any let's start there.
Yeah, influences. My mother's my number one influence since I was little, like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She gonna always be my influence, just her being there, her always being there, taking care of me, her getting older, you know what I'm saying? My main circle, of course, like, you know, my niggas every day, like, you know, that I struggle with and all that. It's like, you know, if I could do it or we could do it together, of course, I'm going to try to, like, get us about the situation. Like, you know what I mean? Then it's a lot of my influences be personal, man. It's like shit I've been through, like, you know what I'm saying? Growing up as a child and shit like that, like, you know, I got shot when I was 17, shit like that is just like, wow. Shit like that is just like, you know what I mean? Just make me want to, like, you know what I mean? Get somewhere in life and like, not just get stuck where I'm at in the hood or, you know what I mean? Become expendable or whatever the case is. It's just like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like I got a gift, a little talent. So it's like, yo, like, let me try to work this shit to see what this shit, you know what I mean? Do for me, do for my loved ones and all that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my inspirations, man, if it ain't like music inspirations, like I said, it's real life shit. Like, it's real life people and people I could call and people that tell me they love me and check up on me and people that care for my well-being, come see me when I'm in the hospital and shit like that. Like, those are my inspirations. Like,
gotcha. Okay. It's rooted in community.
Yo, and my community, when I say that shit don't even, like, I'm not even saying that shit on a level where it's like family or, like, you know, yeah, I said my mother, but mind you, like, it's whoever you feel like is in your community. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because not every family member is a family member. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. That was actually going to be one of my early questions, how much of real life experiences are encompassed in your music. So, that, yeah.
As of right now, everything that I rap about is realistic, but it's not like real life, like where it's like, you know, I poured my feelings out on a track. Yeah, I'm going to get there to that point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Right now, we just having fun. Like, you know what I'm saying? I want to let people know what I do, like the skill set, lyrical capability, like, you know, who I am, get you to understand this Aquaman shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Get you to understand it from many different levels, because it's many different levels I look at it from how I dress, what I rap about, to how I rap, to flowing, like we was talking about. So it's like, you know, like, you know what I mean? Let me reel you in first and let you, like, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully when it gets to that point, like, you know what I mean? I definitely got some shit I want to get off my chest and people listen and be like, oh shit, like, you know what I mean? I ain't never hear Ru do this. But it shouldn't be like something that surprises you too, because if you follow me and listen to me, like, you're going like, yo, that's, I'm expecting this nigga to do some shit like that. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, he done did every other type of song. Why he ain't rapped some real shit yet? Like, you know what I mean? So
absolutely,
it's gonna come though. And when the right time comes to present itself, I'm gonna do it, and it's probably gonna hit the world by storm. But that's what I'm here for.
Okay. Do you have any skills or talents outside of music? Like, is there any talent, any hidden talents that folks don't know you have?
Shit, I'm nice to Call of Duty. I smoke one of y'all niggas. shit, a 2K mod player too. My mod player be out there giving buckets, so y'all can add me on the PS5. Like, but now let me be serious. Talents outside of music.
That's what I wanted to know.
oh, I'm Call of Duty. I'm smoking y'all niggas, man. I got screenshots. That's just like what? Like, you got 150 kills. Yep. You see that? You see that screenshot, nigga? Says Ruchiano. right. Yeah. Besides that, man, I used to dunk in my past life, but I'm chilling right now, yo. Music is like my number one talent.
Yeah, no, I love hearing like the building blocks for folks? Like what? Because you're never just one thing. We're made up. We're made up of so many different stories, right? So I'm always just like, what makes you? Like, so you talking about Call of Duty is hilarious.
Yep, zombies and all that.
In a good way, respectfully.
Yep, zombies and all that. Yo, we going to whatever level y'all trying to go to and all that. We building all the shit. We doing the Easter egg. Like, I'm not a gamer, but I'm a gamer. Like, I, those two games is games that I only play when I do have my downtime to even get on the game. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
okay. Do you have a Twitch?
Twitch, nah, man. I thought about it a few years ago, like around like 2015, 2014. I was homebound for a little while and I was on 2K heavy, bro. I was on 2K heavy. We had like a little league and all that. And we had this site, it was like My Stats Online. It was like some crazy shit where we kept stats on off the games and everything. And it was just like, but that was then. After Twitch wasn't what it was, what it is now. Like, you know what I'm saying? I probably would have been on it then if it was really like that, because I spent countless of hours those years on that shit. Like, we changing the server and all that. And it's like 70 niggas on the game and we all playing and keeping stats. Like, yeah, like some real, like a league, bro.
Yeah.
Like a league, bro. Like a league. And it's like, we changed the servers and it's like nobody else in the server but us. We on like UK server and it's like we the only ones in the game, so nobody could come interfere or nothing.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. Now I know who to look out for.
That shit changed now, but it is what it is.
Do you prefer performance in studio or performance on stage? Or are they completely different and you get something out of both? Or do you come your most
performing on stage? Performing on stage is where you come alive at, bro.
Yeah.
Cause once that crowd is giving you that love, there's nothing better than always getting your flowers. Then it's nothing better than like if you got niggas in the crowd that know your shit, singing your shit, and like, you know, like if you perform in your hometown and niggas know you, and you know what I'm saying, that performing is a whole different vibe, bro.
Yeah,
it's a whole different vibe, and I know I ain't even experienced nothing yet, so performance is a whole different vibe, because I like to party, so I could imagine the days where performing and my performances is like a party, bro. It's like, don't get me started, man.
Yeah, you gotta come.
Love this shit.
You should come. You definitely gotta come out to Portland. I think you do. I think Portland will love you. Also, DC, I'll come through.
Happy. Sure. Yo, that's a matter of fact, I think that was you guys from Portland. I was about to say, like, I think I was somebody in Portland had my song on the station. I'm gonna do my research. I'm gonna ask
that's us.
Somebody in Maine. Okay, all right. I think it was somebody else too, because I'm gonna do my research to make sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're playing Era.
I appreciate that. Like, we just had the video for Era too.
Yeah, I'm just moving to DC, but I was in Portland. Happy. So I came back home because Oregon got to be, it was time to go. but I'm still making sure like music program and things are running like top notch. So definitely keep sending us like music. We definitely need more. I would love Splash of Brilliance, but it needs to be radio edited.
Copy.
Whatever radio edits.
Copy.
Right here. We're about to close up, and I always have a few things that I like to just like round it out with. And I guess the first one is who are the people that you couldn't have done any of this without?
I could have had done this without my mom, Duke, without my man, Skyscraper. Could have had done this without the whole Pure Records movement, the whole entire Pure Records movement, because they seen what I was doing before I was fucking with them. Shit, I could have had done this shit without my god brother, because he the first one to put the battery in my back to even make me write a rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Shit. And my last one would be my man, Fresco, man, because to this day, he in my ear, like, you know what I'm saying? Like he's one of them people in my ear, like, you got this, my nigga. He was like, you know, like, he's in my ear, like, listening to me, like, keep listening to me. And the messages is getting, like, deeper and realer. And it's just like, you know, I wake up one day to a message, he's like, yo, bro, I just listened to your shit, blah, 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 this track. He's like, nah, son, you destined for this shit. Mm-hmm. Like, the next message is just, like, hands down, like, you know, another message would be flowers. nothing but like, you know, just like, yo, he like, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, without those that I name right there, it's just like, you know what I'm saying? And myself, of course, I'm going to always shout out myself, because throughout all the little adversities and all that, I still was just like, I'm going to put my foot on these niggas' neck.
Yep. We love to see it. Congrats, man. Like, I'm proud of you. Seriously, that's awesome. That's motivating. That's motivating for me. You put a battery in my back.
Yo, I appreciate you. Yo, I appreciate you. I appreciate everything throughout this whole interview. Like, it's, like, I appreciate all the positivity, everything, the shout outs. Like, you really listen to the music. Yes. Everything, like,
flash up,
like, you know, I love when people tell me they listen to the music and they say songs, because it's just like, and you say songs that, like, I don't promote. And it's like, that I don't play, or I don't be like, yo, go listen to the song. And it's like, yeah, I know you listen to me. Like you said, feeling myself. I haven't heard nobody say that song. It's like, you would have to have really listened to the project to listen to her.
I was dancing. I ain't gonna show you how I was dancing, but I was dancing.
Yo, bro. I'm happy to make it move. Somehow it moves, like, you know what I'm saying? However you feel it, is I'm more than happy, bro. Whether you feel it from the lyrics, the beat. If you feel it from how I felt it, sometimes you might not even like what I said, but just the energy I gave or how I sounded, it's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I fuck with it. He was confident. Like,
absolutely, absolutely. how does your Grammy speech begin?
Yo, man, I have no idea, bro. I'm gonna wait till that time comes, bro. Because you never know, man. It could be emotional. It could be real. I be seeing people write that shit. I ain't gonna write that shit. I ain't writing none of that shit. Uh-huh. Because, like I said, with what I said with who, like, I couldn't have done this without. Like, God forbid anything happened to those people or anybody I love or whatever the case is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's who my speech is gonna be about. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, my family is only going to grow because I'm going to produce my family eventually, or the people that I consider family is going to produce their own family. But then again, it's also going to decrease too, because the people that are in my circle, God forbid anything happen, you know, it comes a time for everybody. So it's like, I'm not going to write that shit. That's just going to be how I feel. And all the people, all my loved ones that I love are going to be there because I love them and they love me and I'm bringing them with me. So it's
absolutely. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna separate a thin line between a lot of people I do business with and a lot of people that I like, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, they family, like, yeah, they people I'm gonna always look out for, and they, you know what I'm saying? They people I'm gonna just work with. Nah, they niggas over here that I'm gonna look out for, and I'm gonna put them on this shit, and I'm gonna, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
Like y'all, for instance, like, yo, no funny shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? All this, like you really, really tapped in, bro. It's like, I have no choice. Like, it's up. Like whatever y'all need from me, music wise or whatever the case is, like, you know, I'm telling management, we're going to get it sent over right over to y'all.
Splash and break.
Got you. Got you.
Anyway, great album.
I got you.
All is great.
You. Got you.
What would Rucciano today tell younger Rucciano? Like, what wisdom would you impart, or what would you let younger Rucciano know?
Ended this shit.
Say it again.
You should have bended this shit.
Okay.
You should have bended this shit.
But you're also doing
from the day where nigga was like, this is me, mm-hmm. did it that day. Should have just been like, yeah, fuck it.
Don't be hard on young Rucciano though. I mean, you know, it took time. You got there. We gonna appreciate the journey though. Right?
Right.
I'm not in your lived experience, so I really can't say.
But it's just real shit. And it's just like, you know what I'm saying? I would have told myself a few things, but that's one thing I would have told myself for real. Just like, should have been did this shit. And then there's just other few little things I've been like, you know, should have never did that shit. And should have never did that shit. But I can't change the hands of time. So it's like, you know, I just carry that shit on. And if I ever have a kid, or if I ever have a little one that I got to bring some wisdom down to a son, you know, and it comes to a situation that resembles that situation, I'm going to definitely try to pass that down. Like,
I love that. Authenticity.
Yo, man, that's the only thing you can feel about. Right, that's the only thing you could like. It's like this shit just got to make sense, bro. Like, it just got to make sense, bro.
I hear you.
And I just like shit to make sense. That's why I'm just like, write a Grammy speech? I mean, for what? Yeah. Like, I'm going to get on there and I'm going to know exactly who got me to where I need to get me. What I'm going to have to write a speech for. I don't want to write a speech to pour my heart out. I want to go up there and tell y'all how I really feel, especially if y'all people I love. I'm not about to write that shit. Gotcha. You'll be like, hold up. Oh, yeah. No, bro. I know how I feel about you because I feel about you this way every single day.
I love that. Okay. So, all right. So we're bringing it to a close. What are you manifesting for yourself? What do you have coming up? Where can people find you? This is the plug time. This is like the time to really just...
All right, man. Yo, what I'm manifesting for myself, Mount Rushmore. Hip-hop, Mount Rushmore. That shit may sound, that shit may fly over niggas' heads, but if you could even think of it, what I'm saying, you'll understand. You can find me, I'm on all platforms. Luciano, Pure Records, label, the movement, website, Pure Records, purerecordsmusic.com/Luciano. Shit, I'm on every platform, bro. Only platform I'm pretty not on like that is SoundCloud, but oh yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I mean, I'm definitely appreciative. Thank you so much for like joining me in this conversation. Thank you for like being vulnerable and open to share your experiences. This is very valuable and appreciated time. So I'm super, super, super grateful. It's great to virtually meet you. Looking forward to you coming through to DC. Let me know when you're in DC or if you're in Portland so that we can let folks know that you're coming out there, however it works.
Right.
So just know that we're here, we're supporting you, we believe in you, and like We with it.
We locked in, bro.
Yeah.
I appreciate y'all for having me. I appreciate this whole shit. Like I said from the beginning, shit like this is going to make me keep pushing this. Like, people see in the future, man. I don't even like to talk. People see in the future. Like, you know, you'll hear my shit. And, you know, also, every music video on the way soon. We just shot that over the weekend. So when that shit dropped. Yeah, a lot of people will be tuned
in. Send that, or send me over like a clip or something, and so we can repost.
Got you.
Perfect. All right, bro. All right, Luciano. Thank you so much. Take care.
Yo, likewise, man. Safety, yo.
Thank you. Be well.
Mm-hmm.